is one of the most known chapters in the New Testament. And of course, the topic is faith. It gives the account of about 17 different individuals that overcame lots of different types of circumstances by faith. We make the mistake of thinking that, well, if we're really a person of faith, we won't ever have to deal with any trials or problems. But this is an example here in God's Word of God's faithfulness to bring you through those trials, to cause you to be able to persevere. So they're listed as some call this heroes of faith or the hall of faith. And this is written for us as an example so that we'll look to God's Word and we'll recognize if God can bring them through all of those severe trials, then surely He can bring me through the things that I'm going through as well. Amen. Then in chapter 12, all these different ones are called a great cloud of witnesses. We're surrounded by this great number of witnesses, and that they all remind us of the fact that God is faithful to provide the faith that we need to come through all these different types of trying situations. Amen. For some of you here tonight, you may be in a trial. You may be in a fiery trial. Well, if God can do what is testified to here in chapter 11, then you can be sure that God can help you in your situation. Let's read here, Hebrews 11. We'll read a few verses here in this chapter. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We'll stop reading right there. So I hope that you're encouraged tonight by the word of God. Encouraged to see that God can bring you through all kinds of trials. Now, these are all called heroes of faith, but actually they're all ordinary. They're all just like you and me. The only difference was they took action and they believed God. So faith is not just, it's not just believing. Faith is action. Faith is activity, taking steps of faith, doing things, taking action. And we need to be reminded of the fact that these were ordinary people that just had extraordinary faith in God, like you and I can develop in our own life if we'll determine to follow after God and after the Word of God. Now, sometimes there's confusion about faith because people, they realize that if you're saved, you were saved by faith, and that faith was necessary. So there's a few categories of faith. There's saving faith. Faith that causes a person to be able to reach out to the Lord and to confess their sins and believe upon the Lord Jesus and be saved. For by grace are you saved through faith. That's what the Bible says. Not of yourself, it's the gift of God. There's saving faith. Amen. We've talked about it before where Paul mentions that everyone has been given a measure or the measure of faith, enough faith to believe God for the saving of your soul. God is no respecter of persons. Doesn't matter who you are, what your past is, what your background is, what your failures might have been. God has given to each of us the capacity to believe God and to get saved. Amen. Praise the Lord for that. And so there's saving faith. And then there's the gift of faith that's talked about in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, where it lists all the various gifts of the Spirit, the gifts that are given. And the Bible says that they're given severally as He wills. God gives these gifts as He wills, although it does say that we should earnestly desire the best gifts. We should seek after them, but God is the one that dispenses these gifts. And one of them is the gift of faith. The gift of faith. It says in 1 Corinthians 12 and 8, "For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another divers kinds or different kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues." So it lists there those nine gifts of the Spirit that are to be coveted, desired by every believer. And what's really wonderful is when they're functioning in the body of Christ. When these nine gifts are at work, functioning in the church, then it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. They're all our gifts. And even faith is a gift from God. And so you may have known of people that seem to have just this extraordinary confidence in God, that no matter what the trial come, they saw above it and beyond their trouble and their trial, and they just believed God and they trusted in the Lord. Sometimes that's a gift from God, a gift of faith, an ability to believe God in an extraordinary way. Amen. That's something to be desired, folks. That's something to ask the Lord. Lord, I need and I covet this great gift of faith so that I can believe you. And then there's faith like is described here in Hebrews 11. That is faith to help us to live our daily lives through trials, problems, circumstances, faith to live it out, faith to walk it out. We walk by faith. We live by faith. We're able to live out our walk with the Lord by faith. Amen. And that's really what Hebrews 11 is talking about, the ability that no matter what decision, what trial, what sickness, what problem that you have, that God gives to us the faith that we need when we face that trying situation. We walk by faith. You probably have noticed people going through great severe trials and you wonder, how could they ever go through that? How could they? Well, God has given to them grace and faith for that particular thing. You're not going through it. But if someday down the road, you go through some similar type trial, God has faith for your walk as well, for what you go through in your life. Amen. So true faith is confidence in the Word of God in spite of whatever circumstance or whatever trial that you might be going through. That's the kind of faith that we need actively working in our lives. Amen. You don't know what you're going to face tomorrow or next week or next month. None of us do, but we do know that God is sufficient, His grace is sufficient, and He'll give you the faith that's necessary to help you walk through that. Amen. Praise God. No matter what you go through. Another thing about faith is it's not seen. Faith is unseen. And you see this all throughout this chapter, here in chapter 11, you see that it is not seen. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's verse number 1. Verse 3, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen are not made by things which do appear. So faith is not seen. You'll see this all throughout this chapter. Chapter 11, verse 7. Now, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen. You just read through the chapter. You're going to see this is a repeated theme. It's in verse 7. It's verse 10. It's in verse 13. It's in verse 14. It's in verse 23. It's in verse 26. It's in verse 27. It continually reminds us of the fact that faith is not something that you see with your physical eye, but you believe by faith because you see in the realm of the Spirit. Amen. As you get older, your eyes sometimes get dimmer. You don't see as good as you did when you were young. Sometimes your ears get to failing you. Your hearing is not as sharp as it was when you were younger. Your senses kind of wear out. The older you get, even your physical senses wear out. That's not the way it is for the believer as far as their spiritual sensitivity is concerned. Your spiritual sight can stay just as strong as it does, and even get stronger. Amen. Remember Moses, even in his latter years, he was strong. He could see, and God gives Moses and these various patriarchs as an example to us to understand that God helps us to see, even by faith, we see in ways that we could not see in the physical. Amen. So faith is unseen. It is unseen. Even though physically you may not see or hear, or your senses may be weakened, you still have a strong ability to sense and to hear and to see in the realm of the Spirit of God by faith. Hallelujah. Amen. I know you've probably heard stories of people in their old age having memory problems, Alzheimer's, and I've heard this story repeated over and over again of people who might not even recognize their family. But when someone starts singing a song, a hymn, something rises up in them and they remember it. It's not just their mind at work there, it's their spirit that's at work. Amen. That they're seeing things that can't be physically seen. They're hearing and repeating things that they physically can't remember, but something that's going on within their spirit. That is the act and the action of faith that's at work in their life. Amen. So be encouraged. The longer you serve the Lord, and even as old as you might get, you still can have a keen sensitivity to the things of the Spirit of God. Amen. The longer you serve him, the sweeter he grows. The longer you know him, the more of the things of God become precious to you and stronger and better. 2 Corinthians 4 and 18. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Praise God. I'm glad that when you get saved and you get filled with the Spirit, that there are things that are of eternity that touch your spirit and your life, and those things you hold on to. Praise God for that wonderful truth. Faith is not seen, it's unseen. Faith, I already mentioned this, faith isn't feelings. You can't say, well, I feel better about it, or I feel like God's going to do something. But faith is more than just feeling. Faith is action. Again, you'll see that all through Hebrews chapter 11. Abel offered. It was action. He offered the better sacrifice. Noah built an ark to the saving of his household. Abraham went out from his home in the land of Ur. And you'll see that theme all through Hebrews chapter 11, that it was action. It was not just a feeling. It was obedience, and it was action. It was moving forward with confidence in God. Amen. Faith is something that needs to be revived in the lives of Christians. Amen. This is something that God can stir us up in our hearts to begin to see that God wants to do some wonderful and mighty things, and we need to put our confidence in the Lord and in His Word, the promises of His Word. Look at verse 3. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. And so the first thing that he mentions here, before he mentions any of these 17 different heroes of faith, he mentions the theme of creation. Because you see, if you can believe that God created the heavens and the earth and the universe and everything that exists, if you can believe that, then you can believe God for just about anything. Amen. That's the reason why that the whole concept of creation is such under attack in our world today. They're attacking the truth of creation like it's some crazy idea. When they built the Creation Museum in Northern Kentucky, I mean, the news media, they wrote article after article making fun of them for building this Creation Museum, that all it does is it just honors creation and God's word and what the Bible says about how everything has come into being. And if you can believe God for creation, that's really the foundation of your faith. Amen. The heavens declare the glory of God. Just go out and look at all the beauty and the wonder of creation. And you can, that's foundation to our faith and our confidence in God. Amen. Sure, it's under attack. It's the first line of attack against Christianity and what we believe in, to attack what the Bible says about creation. And so the writer here in Hebrews says, through faith, we understand. We believe by faith that all of these things were created by God, that He spoke it into existence. Created by the Word of God, is what it says. Framed by the word of the Lord. He spoke it all into existence. We believe that by faith. Amen. And also we believe it because all the man-made ideas about how the world exists and the universe exists are all pretty silly and foolish. Jeremiah's prayer, Jeremiah 32 and 17. Oh, Lord God, behold, Thou hast made the heaven and the earth by Thy great power and outstretched arm, and there is nothing too hard for Thee. Amen. Since we believe that He created it all, that it shouldn't be hard for us to believe God for anything that we might go through or anything that we might experience. Amen. The world was created and everything, man was created by God. When you realize that you were created by God, it helps you to understand that He created everything. He created, He created with a design and a purpose. So that means your life matters. Your life is important because God created you with a divine purpose. Amen. Sure, sin wants to mar that and wants to destroy it. But God created you, and that's what sin has done, has brought damage to creation. But God created all of mankind. That's why that we believe in missions. That's why that we believe in reaching out to the world, because they're blinded in their sin, and they're under the burden of their sin. And all that they need is to see the light of the gospel and understand the purpose of God, and that they were created by God for a purpose. I found this little statement, and I thought it was pretty interesting. God made all of His creation to give. All of His creation was made to give. The sun gives. The moon gives. The stars, they give. The clouds, They give. The earth gives. The plants, all of God's creation was created to give. Amen. And so he created man also to give. Amen. And the only thing that can hinder that is sin. He also created man to give, but the most reluctant giver is man in his fallen state. Man in his sin. Unreluctant. So reluctant to be a giver. But God created you with a divine purpose. And that's, he's given that foundation here as he tells us what faith is all about. If you can believe that God created everything that is, then you can believe that God can work in every situation that you might face. Hallelujah. Verse 4, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Again, these are foundational and important truths to our understanding of faith. We can have faith because God is creator. He created it all. And because he created it all, then he can do anything in our life. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. And then also, Abel brought a more excellent sacrifice. He followed the pattern that God had given. When Adam and Eve sinned, God slew that animal. God brought to them coats of skin to cover them. The first animal sacrifice was God himself who shed that first animal and gave to us the principle of blood sacrifice. Down through the centuries, animals were slain and sacrificed all the way up until Jesus, that we talked about this past week and last couple of weeks, as far as the cross and his sacrifice and all that he did for us. He was the better sacrifice. It talks about him in the book of Hebrews as the better, the ultimate sacrifice. But all of that was made in provision by God himself, who instituted blood sacrifice. And then Abel brings a sacrifice. Cain's sacrifice is fruit of the ground. And it isn't accepted by God. God doesn't accept, you know, a man-made effort. You can't be saved by a man-made effort. All that you do to try to save yourself, it's never going to be accepted. The only way you can be saved is through faith in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross. Amen. All of this is being provided and laid out here in this story of faith, of the heroes of faith. He offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. God testifying of his gift, accepting his gifts and rejecting the gifts of Cain because they were the fruit of his own hand. So he's establishing faith in Jesus Christ and the sacrifice that he made for us. Amen. Praise God. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. He was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. There's not really very much at all in the scripture about Enoch's life. His name means dedicated. Dedicated. Many believe he was a type of the church. When the church is dedicated to God, that Enoch was translated, just like the redeemed church is going to be translated out of this place. Enoch pleased God, and we're left with this challenge to live our life pleasing to the Lord. Amen. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. You can't please the Lord by any physical effort. Any of your own efforts, it's not going to be acceptable to the Lord. It's only as you come to him in faith that it's going to be acceptable. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. What? That he is, that he exists. That he is who he says he was. If you come to God, you must believe that he's real, that he exists. Amen. And that he is a rewarder to those who diligently seek him. Praise God. Amen. This describes the nature of our God. He's real and he is a rewarder. Amen. You know, I think we forget... We think of God as that someone that's watching over us and looking, waiting on us to make a mistake and a failure. No, let me tell you, God wants you to succeed. Amen. He wants you to be holy. He's made every provision for you to be righteous and holy. He wants you to walk with him and walk in his presence. He's real and he is a rewarder. You know, if you're a parent, you know what I'm talking about. If it's within your means to do good things for your children, you'll do them. If you at all possibly can. If you love your children, you're going to do everything you possibly can. Amen. Just like a natural father, natural mother, gives good gifts to his children, so does our Heavenly Father give to us the gift of the Spirit. Amen. A natural father, a natural mother, they get delight out of giving gifts to their family, their loved ones, their children. That's our Heavenly Father. He's a rewarder. He loves to give to his people. He loves to bless his people. He loves to provide for his people. Why? He's a rewarder. That's his nature. That's who he is. And he that comes to God must believe that he exists, that he's real, and that his nature is to reward his people, reward his children. Amen. That's who he is. That's who God is. He's not sitting back waiting on you to make a mistake. No, he's wanting to bless you and reward you and pour out his goodness upon you. Praise God. Matthew 6:6. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into the closet. And when thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret. And thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. Praise God. Amen. That's the God that we serve. That's our Heavenly Father, who is a rewarder. And if you'll diligently seek him, that's what the writer here in Hebrews says, that he rewards them that diligently seek him. Amen. That is such an interesting word, to diligently seek him, to give of your might, to give of your strength and your energy. Someone says that the Hebrew word means to be up early at a task. Diligent, to be up early at a task. That you want, you're really anxious to be with the Lord and to ask the Lord. He is a rewarder of that person who diligently seeks him. Amen. Praise God. So the foundation is laid for all the ways that God shows himself strong as we live out our daily experiences of faith. Amen. Walking with the Lord every day. Sometimes I think it's easy for us to look at others and say, oh, I just wish I had the faith of that brother or the faith of that sister. No, what you need is the faith that God gives to you for today. And the faith that he's going to provide for you for tomorrow. And the challenges and the test and the whatever that is that you might come up against, God's provision is sufficient for you. Amen. And remember that no matter what you're going through, that if you'll seek him diligently, he will reward you. He'll answer. He'll provide for you. He will reward you no matter what your circumstance might be. Praise God. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, that you speak to our hearts. Thank you, Lord, that we can hear your voice, Lord. And we know, Lord, that you have wonderful things that you want to do for your people. So, Lord, we just pray tonight for everybody that's in this meeting, Lord, that may be going through some trying situation that they don't understand. But, Lord, help them to reach out to you tonight to recognize that you can give them the faith that they need to be carried through that trying time. Some that are facing questions and have trials or burdens that are weighing heavily upon their heart. Lord, we know we can trust you and that you will provide the faith that we need, Lord. And we thank you for that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.